is Dr. Pesky dictating a female IME on January 23 regarding Maria Nocilli, N-O-C-I-L-L-E, under history of accident. Ms. Maria Nocilli alleges that on or about Ms. Maria Nocilli alleges occupationally related mental stress. Appears she attributes this to an inmate who was being arrested for a parole violation, became involved in an altercation in an area adjoining her work area. Appeared as the suspect was being led away. He stared at her for a prolonged period of time, and although he never spoke to her directly, he continued to stare at her in a manner that made her feel extremely uncomfortable. Period, he evidently became fixated with her and began writing extremely disturbing letters from October to November of 2000. Period. I have had the opportunity to review these various letters, which were sent in an additional package to my office. Period. Their contents are self-evident and have already been acknowledged by the court and parties involved. Period. There then was evidently a 6-year break in correspondence when the letters started again in June 2007. These letters were sent to her sent to her work address, and the inmate remained incarcerated. It was at that point that Ms. Nocilli filed her claim alleging total disability. Period. As per the attached decision with a capital D of 10/31/08, the claimant was determined to be disabled as a result of post-traumatic stress disorder. Period. I will review her course of history in some more detail. Period. She currently tells me that in August of 2012, she was hospitalized for anxiety. Period. She continues to receive psychological care from Dr. Kanerson, K-A-N-N-E-R-S-O-N, a psychologist, every 2 weeks. Period. New paragraph. Workers' Compensation Judge Francine, F-R-A-N-C-I-N-E, Lincicum, L-I-N-C-I-C-O-M-E, wrote an order on 10/31/08, listed in item 1 of the record review, period. Within this document, the judge capsulized various deposition, testimony, period, on page 15, he wrote, the claimant never told anybody that she was working in a business, period. She evidently owned 3 properties and a business that was a body shop to fix cars that was run by her husband. Period. She moved out of Philadelphia to New Jersey sometime in August with her husband and family because she was too scared for herself and her little son. Period. This was listed in item C, period. In item G, he wrote, that the claimant testified she was notified she was being terminated on 10-9-07 because of a residency issue, period. She disagreed with Ms. Intenzo's, I-N-T-E-N-Z-O, apostrophe S, testimony that she was working at another job, even though she owned a body shop called Garden State Collisions Center, period. She did not collect a salary from them, but her husband did, period. In item small letter I, he wrote the claimant was not going to appeal the termination, although she could appeal to the Civil Service Commission, because she was not in the right state of mind to make an appeal and did not feel safe at returning to work at all. Period. In item 17, the judge wrote that Dr. Fenichel, F-E-N-I-C-H-E-L, and Dr. Kannerstein, K-A-N-N-E-R-S-T-I-N, are in agreement with her diagnosis of post-traumatic stress disorder, and that she was disabled as a direct result of her work-related injury. Here the judge accepted their professional opinions, period. New paragraph, I am in receipt of correspondence signed by Ms. Nosili, dated 8-6-07, written, quote, to whom it may concern, period, end quote. She wrote that her physician was treating her for symptoms of severe anxiety, panic attacks, loss of appetite, and sleeplessness, which he considers to be post-traumatic stress. Period. She claimed that she should seek professional help and medication due to this condition. Period. On 8-6-07, Ms. Nosili was seen by Dr. Roman, R-O-M-A-N, at WorkNet. Period. He noted she had been seen by a primary care physician, Dr. Testa, T-E-S-T-A, regarding her complaints, and was prescribed an anti-anxiety medication. Period. He diagnosed anxiety and neurosis as well as psychosocial circumstances producing fear and stress. Pretty recommended ongoing medication as prescribed by her primary care provider. Period. Ms. Nosili follow up at WorkNet through /8-9-07, when she was advised to apply for employee assistance program through her employer, period. Ms. Nosili was evaluated psychiatrically by Dr. Fenichel on 12/5/07, period. She opined that Ms. Nosili had anxiety symptoms that must be under better control before she would be able to return to work, period. She also recommended some medication adjustments for her symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder, period. Dr. Kannerstein also saw her on 12/5/08. Period. At that time, he diagnosed her with post-traumatic stress disorder, as well as psychosocial and environmental stressors that was severe. Parentheses, victim of stalking, unable to work, financial stress, close parentheses, period. His global assessment of function was given at 45 with severe symptoms of anxiety and depressed mood. Period. She did receive ongoing treatment from this provider for at least 10/18/12, which is the last day of his submitted documentation. Period. In paragraph, surveillance of Ms. Nosili was conducted as described in on 11/22/08. Period. There was no specific activities of the claimant observed at that time. Period. On 11/25/08. She was noted to be within the residence in the mid-morning hours. After she had been seen operating a gold Ford Taurus that morning. Period. Dr. Michaels performed a psychiatric evaluation on 1/21/09. Period. He performed an extensive evaluation. And requested the opportunity to review additional records from her primary care physician, as well as a psychiatrist, from her primary care physician, Dr. Ranieri, R-A-N-I-E-R-I. Period. He administered a Minnesota multiphasic personality inventory -2. Period. He wrote, quote, Ms. Nosili responded to the psychological testing by claiming to be unrealistically virtuous. Period. Her test-taking attitude weakens the validity of the test and shows an unwillingness or inability on her part to disclose personal information. Period. The test identifies she appears to be gullible, but is also extremely angry and suspicious that others are taking advantage of her. Period. She is overly sensitive to criticism, aloof, detached, and ritually moralistic. Scratch that. Sensitive to criticism, period. Aloof, detached, and ritually moralistic, she reacts to threats by projecting, rationalizing, taking little responsibility for her behavior, instead blaming others and harboring grudges. Period. She is angry and argumentative and apparently doesn't trust people much. Period. She tends to be rigid in relationships and has a, quote, closed, end quote, attitude towards others' viewpoints. Period. Diagnostic considerations include paranoia, acute delusional disorder, and an underlying paranoid personality disorder is possible. Period. End quote. New paragraph. An impairment rating evaluation was conducted on 9/17/10 by Dr. Mandel, M-A-N-D-E-L, period. He referred to the sixth edition of the AMA guides using tables 14-8 through 14-17. And then combining BPRS, GAF, and PIRS impairment scores, dash the three impairment scores in the M and BD, mental and behavioral disorder, the impairment rating was in the middle range at 20%. Period. I'm also in receipt of various documentation, including decision rendered cover letter, with a circulation date of 12/23/10, issued by the Department of Labor and Industry, comma, Judge Todd, T-O-D-D, Seelig, S-E-E-L-I-G. Here there's another document. On the back of which there are handwritten notes, presumably from Ms. Nocilli. Here this was entitled First Judicial District of Pennsylvania Court of Common Pleas Trial Division Criminal Period. Another decision rendered cover letter with circulation date of 10/31/08 was issued by Judge Lincecum as described previously. Period. There is a memorandum from Peter Solomon, County Supervisor of Domestic Intervention, from 10/31/00. Period attached is correspondence written by John Ford, comma, probation officer of James Middlebrooks, Middlebrooks, comma, to the Honorable Sheila Woods-Skipper, Skipper, on 10/31/00. I'm also in receipt of copies of various correspondence from the convicted felon, comma, James Middlebrooks, period. Work history. This 45-year-old married white female was employed as a secretary in the probation department of the insured for 7 years. She tells me she has been out of work since 7/22/07, period. She did not reveal a history of owning an automobile collision repair shop with her husband, period. She states she is not currently working and does not plan to be at her regular job in the coming 6 months, period. She does not have any hobbies currently or in the past. Past medical history, primary care physician is Dr. Deer, D-E-A-R. Present complaints at the time of the current examination, Ms. Nocilli complains she has panic attacks on a daily basis, period. She talks herself down from them by carrying out breathing exercises. She also experiences anxiety and nightmares, period. The latter involve the suspect breaking in and killing her in front of her family, and in fact cuts her throat with a knife. Compared to my understanding, this is not a plausible scenario, since individuals typically awaken before actually seeing themselves murdered in a dream. Nevertheless, tells me she does not have any dreams. Period. Overall, her symptoms are staying the same. Period. Current medications: Elavil 10 milligrams, 2 at bedtime, and Xanax 0.25 milligrams since August 2012. Physical exam. We'll put this under psychiatric. In addition to the history described above, Ms. Nocilli tells me that she signed in the suspect on one occasion in her office, but had no contact since except through letters from him that began in 2000. The letters stopped while he was incarcerated, but then resumed in 2007 when he was released. Pirci tells me that's when her treatment began. Period. The last letters he sent was in 2009, come a copy of which she specifically requested from her employer. Pirci complains of having decreased concentration, come a decreased focus, come a decreased ability to read. Period. She spends her time doing chores at home and staying home most of the time. Period. She feels okay when she is in a shop rate or Rite Aid, but not in other stores. Pirci does not go out at night unless she is accompanied by someone else who drives. Pirci tells me she experiences panic attacks that are triggered by seeing a man with a similar appearance as to Mr. Middlebrooks. Period. New paragraph. Socially, she is a high school graduate. Period. Prior to working for the insured, she did volunteer work at a school for the handicapped. Period. She's been married one time. Period. She has three children who live with her, an 11-year-old son, a 20-year-old son, and a 24-year-old daughter. Period. She also lives with her husband. Period. She does the chores and gets her son ready for school. Period. She previously enjoyed working out, but does this less now. Period. She cooks dinner. Period. She does not take any walks or take any naps during the day. Period. She does not go to church any longer due to fear of crowds. Period. She only takes showers when someone else is at home. Period. She keeps track of the stalker via the internet, who she believes has committed multiple crimes. Period. New paragraph. Mental status examination was performed, finding her to be well-groomed and neatly dressed. Period. She demonstrated good eye contact. Period. She tended to sit with her left knee curled up towards her body with her arm wrapped around it. Period. At first, she had an even mood, but as the evaluation went on, she became more tearful. Period. She did have a depressed facies and a flat affect. Period. She claims to have no libido. Period. Her appetite has been normal, with minor fluctuations up and down in her weight. Period. She is alert and oriented to time, place, and person. Period. She is able to recall only the current president and his immediate predecessor. Period. Her daughter drove her to the evaluation. Period. Ms. Nosili does drive short distances on her own. Period. Serial sevens were performed poorly and incorrectly and slowly after subtracting about five of them. Period. She discontinued this process, claiming her head hurts. Period. She performed a simple mathematical calculation about making change incorrectly, subtracting 39 cents from $1 and coming up with 60 cents and then 59 cents. Period. She had correct insight as to what to do with an addressed stamp letter she found on the ground near her mailbox. Period. When asked about what to do in a theater when she smelled smoke, she said, quote, run, period, end quote. When asked about proverbial insight into what is meant by people in glass houses shouldn't throw stones, she simply said, quote, break, period, end quote. Impressions and analyses. Ms. Maria Nosili, a 45-year-old female, evidently received numerous threatening letters and believed she was stalked by a convicted felon named James Middlebrooks. Period. She was able to work throughout this period of time until 7:22:07, when he reportedly began sending her letters again after he was released from prison. Period. There has been some testimony as to Ms. Nosili's continuing in the workforce in a collision repair shop owned by she and her husband, period. She underwent various psychological and psychiatric evaluations, period. Dr. Michaels, in fact, did not diagnose her with post-traumatic stress disorder, but listed several other differential diagnoses, period. This particularly took into account her responses on the Minnesota Multiphasic Personality Inventory 2. Nevertheless, the judge has determined that Ms. Nosili has been accurately diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder. Period. I will utilize the AMA Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition, to assess her level of whole person impairment from this condition. Period. I may reference Dr. Mandel's assessment and the appropriate chapters. Period. Unfortunately, I did not administer any additional questionnaires, which may have been appropriate. Period. End.